Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. I'm your host, John Kuzma, and we're going to talk about the latest NFL news. I have a lot we're going to talk about today, and I think you guys will really enjoy what we have up on the ticker. So we'll start with Odell Beckham Jr. Pairing up Jarvis Landry and Odell Beckham Jr. could give the Cleveland Browns control of the AFC North, especially with the Ravens and Steelers on the verge of losing some key players. You know, there's a lot of NFL insiders who believe that the Cleveland Browns are on the cusp of a blockbuster trade. Dave Gettleman and John Dorsey actually sat together in the stands at the NFL Combine, and some have suggested that they were negotiating a deal involving Odell Beckham Jr. That agreement would send the veteran receiver to the Cleveland Browns for an unknown compensation. It's very possible that the Giants could receive some draft picks or a player or players in return. The bottom line is Beckham Jr. might be heading to Northern Ohio, and that would put the rest of the AFC North on notice. The Pittsburgh Steelers and the Baltimore Ravens are both losing some key players too. For example, Antonio Brown, C.J. Mosley, Za'Darius Smith, Terrell Suggs, and Michael Crabtree was just cut, which would open the door for a team like Cleveland to take over the top spot in this division. We know Baker Mayfield is a talented enough quarterback to get Jarvis Landry and Odell Beckham Jr. the ball consistently. You have to believe those three will set the tone for the rest of the guys in that locker room, and a fresh start will be great for Beckham Jr. New York has been a second-rate team, and it feels like 26-year-old wideout was wasting his time there. The Browns, on the other hand, are heading in the right direction, and Dorsey wants to make sure he gets his ball club over the hump. Adding an elite talent like Beckham and pairing him up with his former teammate like Landry is a smart move because it will give Beckham Jr. a level of comfort that he might not have with another organization. Between the additions of Kareem Hunt and Beckham Jr., Cleveland will end up putting together two strong offseasons in a row. Look out, because this franchise could be heading for the playoffs. So basically what I'm hearing is Odell Beckham Jr. could be on his way to Cleveland. We've heard rumors about this deal happening for a year now. Apparently, the Giants are looking at an offensive lineman from Cleveland. They also want a draft pick, too. It could be two players in the draft pick to get Odell Beckham Jr., or two draft picks and a player. Whatever it is, it looks like Odell Beckham Jr. could get shipped out to Cleveland. And I guess New York is kind of, you know, they're kind of frustrated in terms of dealing with Odell Beckham Jr. He's not an easy player to handle. I guess Pat Shurmur is, you know, pulling his hair out trying to find a way to manage this guy. And it just hasn't gone smoothly. He brings a lot of antics. But part of that is because, you know, the Giants have been so bad, and it seems like he's not that happy there. You remember when they asked Odell Beckham Jr., are you happy in New York? And he couldn't give a straight answer. He also had the Lil Wayne interview where he took some shots at Eli Manning. So it would be better if Odell Beckham Jr. was on the team that has a chance of winning, or a more successful team where he's not going to be as frustrated and as unhappy with the results to the point where he's brooding and letting it affect the other guys in the locker room. So we already know Cleveland has been emerging in the AFC North. Their struggles are in the rearview mirror for the most part. And like I said, the Steelers are going to lose Antonio Brown. We know that's going to hurt. They lost Le'Veon Bell too, even though they didn't have Bell last year. And then the Ravens probably had the worst offseason of any team up to this point. They cut Michael Crabtree. They're going to lose probably Za'Darius Smith, probably going to lose Terrell Suggs too. And we know for sure they're losing C.J. Mosley, it looks like. So it's just not a good situation for those teams. And that opens the door, like I said, for Cleveland to, you know, solidify themselves as the top team in this division. Baker Mayfield, a very good quarterback. You really want to get him weapons if you're John Dorsey to optimize his output. You know, the Browns already got Kareem Hunt for basically nothing, which was a huge pickup because Hunt was a free agent. If you also get Odell Beckham Jr. too, that's another very, very strong offseason. And with what they were able to put together last year and what the strides they made last year, I think Kareem Hunt and Odell Beckham Jr. will at least put them in the winners category in terms of record. I think they'll have a winning record. They really will be on the cusp of being an AFC wildcard team. So it makes sense to get Odell Beckham Jr. because you're right there. You want to go all in and really get a player that can get you at least into the playoffs and get morale back in the right direction. And then next off season, you add a few more pieces in the puzzle and maybe make a run at a Super Bowl. To be honest, with Kareem Hunt and Odell Beckham Jr., they might be able to make a run at a Super Bowl this upcoming season. So just a lot to watch out for, and it could really end up happening. Like I said, Jarvis Landry and Odell Beckham Jr., those guys are going to do serious damage. And with Baker Mayfield throwing them the ball, watch out, because the Cleveland Browns are definitely coming. The next topic we have up, the Denver Broncos should sign John Brown and Trent Brown at free agency and then select Irv Smith Jr. in the second round of the draft. Those moves would be a huge big achievement for their offense. Everyone knows the Denver Broncos offense has been the weakest link of their football team the last 2 years, and that has to be John Elway's main focus heading into free agency and the draft. After trading for Joe Flacco and getting a new quarterback to lead the charge, now the team should go and get Flacco's top target during his final year in Baltimore. That was John Brown, and 4 out of 5 of Brown's 2018 touchdowns came when Flacco was the starter. It's because those two worked the vertical passing game exceptionally well, and it wouldn't cost Denver much to add the veteran receiver. Once all of that is taken care of, Elway should target former Patriots offensive tackle Trent Brown. At 6'8", 359 pounds, he's a massive lineman who can physically dominate his opponents. It seemed like New England ran to the left behind Brown whenever they needed to pick up a crucial first down or touchdown. You need blockers that can bring a little bit of nastiness up front, and this guy usually wins his one-on-one battles. Together, those two pieces would make that group much more competitive. Then the Broncos should target Ed Oliver or Christian Wilkins in the first round to keep the defense improving. Elway can follow that up by selecting Irv Smith Jr. with their second-round pick. Smith Jr. was outstanding at the University of Alabama, and he'd be less risky than taking a tight end in the 10th overall spot. Flacco needs weapons who can get behind the secondary, and outside of T.J. Hockenson, Smith is the best at going deep. John Brown and Irv Smith Jr. can stretch the field, and the Broncos would finally be able to put up some quick scores. It's been a while since that's been the case. So basically, I put together a plan for the Denver Broncos. And what's happening in Denver is they had, I think, the 11th ranked defense in the NFL. So just outside of the top 10. And their offense was just very bad. It's been bad for the past 2 years, ever since Peyton Manning left. Remember they had Trevor Siemian last year. This year they go with Case Keenum, and it got a little bit better with Case Keenum, but it still wasn't where it needed to be. Clearly they weren't scoring enough, and that was costing that team a lot of wins. So this year, John Elway goes out and trades for Joe Flacco. Joe Flacco, he's not very mobile. He kind of is a sitting duck in the backfield. But the one thing that Joe Flacco does exceptionally well is he can throw the deep ball. He's got a big arm and he's got tremendous throw power. So if you watch those Baltimore Ravens games last year, and if you follow the team during minicamp, John Brown was lighting it up in minicamp to the point where he was, you know, borderline an elite receiver, I guess you can say. When Lamar Jackson took over, John Brown didn't have nearly the same amount of success. I think he only had one touchdown with Lamar Jackson as a starter. He had four touchdowns with Joe Flacco. So clearly those guys have a little bit of chemistry. So if you're Denver, go and get John Brown and pair those guys back up. Clearly they have a good thing going. They have rapport with each other. They're already synced up and on the same page from their time with the Ravens. You can probably get him for, he made $5 million on a one-year deal last year. You could probably get him for $6 or $7 million on a one-year deal, which is cheap for wide receiver standards. And, you know, when you put John Brown in that offense, you got Cortland Sutton and Emmanuel Sanders as the number one and number two guys. And then you put John Brown in the number three spot, and you let him run those vertical routes. Those plays alone, we know, can translate into a lot of points. And if you're the Denver Broncos, a team that has been desperate to put points on the board the past couple of years, getting John Brown would be huge for, you know, the explosive plays down the field. Not only that, it would make the wide receiver position collectively much stronger than it's been in the past. You remember Demaryius Thomas was slowing down, you know, the last couple of years, so that hurt. And then I don't think you stop there. You go get Trent Brown from the Patriots. John Brown and Trent Brown aren't related, but I don't think, just to throw that out there, I don't think they're related. But anyway, Trent Brown is huge. He's like 6'8", 359 pounds, pretty athletic for how big he was. And there was times this guy was just drive blocking his guy right out of the way. Like I said, Sony Michel and the Patriots ran left a lot, especially in critical downs when they needed, you know, a first down or a touchdown. They would run behind Trent Brown, and what they would do is they'd also stack Rob Gronkowski on that side. They'd double team a lot of times with Rob Gronkowski and Trent Brown, and they would win that matchup almost every time. Sony Michel would punch it in, run right off their rear ends for a touchdown. So I think those two guys, you get those guys in free agency, you clean up the offense, you clean up the receiver position, and everything's going to be looking good. And then in the second round, you know, you save that first round pick on a defense to keep that defense improving. So Bradley Chubb and Von Miller have another defender with them on that defensive line. You know, Christian Wilkins, guy who dominated for Clemson. And then in the second round, you get Irv Smith Jr., a tight end who outside of T.J. Hockenson is the best at going deep. He can stretch the field. You need that with Joe Flacco. And between John Brown and Irv Smith Jr., those guys are going to help cater to Joe Flacco's strengths. With John Brown, Irv Smith Jr., Cortland Sutton, and Emmanuel Sanders, now you finally have a well-rounded group that can actually do some serious damage and keep the Broncos in football games. You know, like I said, they'll finally be able to put up quick scores. That's going to help that offense make tremendous strides, and it'll be so big for what they're trying to do there in Denver. I think that team would be much, much better. But anyway, that's all I have today. I appreciate you guys for tuning in. check out endzoneblog.com for all your latest NFL news and updates. Thank you guys as always. I hope you guys have a great day. I'm signing off, and take care.